Hello, and welcome to another episode of Rock and Roll, the podcast series in which we interview our colleagues about their roles and lives in the world of testing. My name is Stephen Knowles, and this session focuses on careers in test automation as we interview our Rock lead automation engineer, Uma Khalid. Welcome to the podcast, Uma. Would you like to introduce yourself and give us a brief overview of your role here at Rock?
Hello, Stephen. Thank you very much. My name is Umar Khalid. I am Rock Lead Automation Engineer, and I joined Rock last year, June. There are a wide range of responsibilities involved in my role. So starting from getting involved at test architecture phase, gathering some client information, planning, designing, and developing frameworks, liaising with stakeholders, also getting involved in pre-sales, developing proof of concepts for our existing or future customers, also get involved in helping graduates in their development of in their frameworks or in any problem they have in their projects, and also sometimes I spare some time for my self-development as well.
Okay, great stuff. And that's really interesting because it sounds like it's quite varied, the experience that you have there. Can you provide us with a little bit more background of how you became interested in a career in testing and specifically in automation?
Yes, Stephen. I finished my master's in 2008. World hit by a credit crunch at that time, so it was very difficult to find a career job at that point. I started teaching in some private colleges as a visiting teacher for IT courses. I also did some work as a support engineer at some places, but then a very lovely friend of mine, he just suggested me that I should look into software testing side of the business. And in result, I started my career in software testing in 2011. And specifically about automation, while working a few years as a manual tester, I realized that the need of automation is growing every day back then. So I decided to move from manual to automation in my career. And that was a big turn. And it was a difficult decision as there were lots of tools available, and also I had to look into learning curve as well. So I decided Selenium and Java. I had some experience of programming that helped me in that.
Okay, great stuff. And that's a fantastic insight into how people can develop their roles in test automation, because it sounds like you went from a teaching background and then moved into kind of developing yourself, which is brilliant. Yes. So coming back to your current role in Rock, what does your day-to-day work look like? And what would you say are the biggest challenges that you have to overcome at the moment?
Yeah, as we are all working remotely and we are adopting more remote kind of environment everywhere, my day start 9 o'clock. After stand up, I just jump into my to-do list for it that specific day. And while we are off charge, as we are consultants, while we are off charge, we have lots of activities to perform. Like we have a test architect work group where we look into development of enhancement of our existing frameworks in Java and C Sharp. So we always work on adding new libraries in it and enhancing its performance, and also working towards JavaScript-based testing frameworks, also help graduates in developing their frameworks. And if they have any other questions, also get involved in pre-sales for proof of concept and everything. And if I'm at a client side, like if I'm on charge with client, then we have to work according to the requirement of project. And sometimes I get involved in from the very beginning of the project, and sometimes I have to get involved from like if there is an existing project and we have to enhance some functionalities of their existing framework, or they are moving from one framework to another. But yep, this is how my job looked like. And the biggest challenge at the moment, I think, because we are working in remote environment, I think the biggest challenge for me is developing a work relationship with your team. And specifically, as we are consultants, it is very difficult for us to develop this work relationship, because for a few months, if you are on one project and then you're moving to another project, and then you have to build that work relationship. But thank God I'm good in it, and I'm trying my best on that.
Okay, you certainly are. And the one thing I would say is there are like three key elements to there, I think you've mentioned. One is the work that we're asked to do from our client is usually very defined and very specific. It sounds like when we're not doing that, we're working on continuous service improvement of how we can make ourselves better as an organization. But I think the last point that you've mentioned about keeping people connected in this time of remote working is really important.
Yeah.
Okay, great stuff. So looking into the future, Uma, what do you think will be the greatest challenge in the for test automation? And how will organizations like ROC have to adapt as a result of that?
Yes, as automation became more important than ever before, and choosing a right tool for automation is always a challenge. And due to the rapid change in IT, you know, every day there are new tools coming for us, and choosing a right tool for a right job is a very difficult part of it. And organizations like ROC, they face this challenge, I think, to cope with the rapid change. And ROC is already doing on top of it by upskilling their staff members with new tools and technologies. And also, I think moving towards machine learning and artificial intelligence approach is more common nowadays. Tools that are using model-based approach, using AI, are getting more popular.
Okay, so there's a lot of technology there. And do you think things like AI will be something that will be used more and more in the world of testing as we develop?
Yes, we can see already things are pivoting towards AI side of it. Like recently, we have used an automation tool called Eggplant that is a model-based approach using artificial intelligence. I think it is providing a wide range of variety in your automation by choosing the paths by itself using artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, great stuff. It sounds like the opportunities here at ROC for people to upskill in these areas are quite extensive.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, great stuff. So let's not just talk about technology then. Let's talk about a little bit about the softer side of things, because we like to, like to promote that we've got a great culture here at ROC. What are the opportunities you've had to do things for your own personal development?
Yes, Stephen. At ROC, we have dedicated personal development managers for each staff member, and then we have specific days off on top of your regular usual holidays for your self-learning, whether it is to attend a webinar or learning through some online courses or something. And that's away from your usual holiday entitlement. And also at ROC, we have specified career paths. If you want to choose one, there are specific trainings accordingly. And we have regular learning sessions online called ROC Byte that is normally hosted by any of our colleagues on a variety of topics.
Okay, so that's great. So that sounds like what you're saying is we have dedicated time that gives people the opportunity to do some personal development and training. We also do quite extensive knowledge sharing sessions, and all that helps people kind of upskill themselves and improve their own career choices. Is that right, Uma?
Yes.
And have you been able to attend many of those?
Yes, I always try my best to attend as much as I can, because if I'm away and on a client machine, sometimes it gets difficult to attend, but I always try my best to do that.
Great stuff. Okay. So also, we have a lot of social activities here at ROC. What are the opportunities you've had to network with other team members?
Yeah, ROC is always focused on personal well-being, and I'm truly saying ROC is. We have regular online team sessions, like happy hours and what's called afternoon tea, and a variety of quizzes every week. And on top of that, we have quarterly team meetings where, because we are consultants and we base everywhere in UK. So we have quarterly meetups where as many people as possible come up for a day and meet up, do their usual work as office. And we have also got bigger events that team, collective team events like Rocktober last year, where everyone from company tried to join, and there is a June, upcoming June meetup as well. And also we have lots of charity fundraising activities here at ROC. Like we have a 24-hour non-stop gaming competition at office, or walk 10K every day for a month, or take a selfie while you are out for a lunch walk or something like that, and many more.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I'm glad you've mentioned so many of those, because actually keeping people connected in this virtual world that we now live in is a real challenge, and it's something organizations have to put emphasis on. And I know ROC has really tried to do that, and nobody would know that you and I are sat even having this podcast today. You're down there in London, I'm up here in the north of England, but we really are put a big emphasis on keeping people connected.
Yeah.
Okay. Another fun question, Uma. We've asked all our guests this so far, but if you go on your lunch break to Tesco's, what would be your meal deal of choice?
It will be very easy for me. I think I always go for prawn mayonnaise or tuna mayonnaise sandwich and orange juice or smoothie with it. And I avoid crisps or something like that. Although I love chocolate, but I avoid those as well because of my teeth problem.
Okay, well, that sounds like it's the healthy options you go for, Uma. Okay, one last final question then, if I can. If I could ask you to think about yourself at the start of your career again, what's the one piece of advice you would give yourself if you were to begin a career as a tester?
Yeah. A bit difficult one, yeah, but if I would have to give advice to myself back at that time, I would say to be more focused and precise in choosing a career path, as it took a while for me to decide a right path for me. But as I mentioned, it was a credit crunch and all those ups and downs, but still, if you're more focused and precise, you get it there.
Okay. And that's great advice, Uma. And I think the path that you've chosen has been a very successful one, because I know you deliver to a very high standard, and you're a true role model for many members of the team here at ROC, who I know appreciate the advice and support that you give them on a day-to-day basis.
Thank you.
You're welcome. A big thank you to everyone for listening to this podcast today. We hope you've enjoyed it, and we hope you join us for future episodes of ROC and Roll. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for future episodes so you don't miss out. And if you're interested in hearing more about a career at ROC, check out our latest roles on the ROC website, or get in touch at careers@roc.co.uk. And if I can just mention that at the moment we are recruiting for our Test Engineering Academy. So anybody interested in applying for that can do so also on the ROC website. Again, Uma, thank you for joining us today, and we hope you enjoy many more episodes of ROC and Roll in the future. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you. Goodbye, Steve.